Thank you, Rabbi. So part of the challenge that we're experiencing at the moment is to maintain those parts of the liturgy that are fundamentally responsive, and so much of the liturgy is, in a situation where we're not able to have a minyan, so that we can't have the responses working in the normal way. And for many people, Baruch Hu on Friday night is a particularly poignant moment in the tefillah. So I wanted to discuss, how do those who aren't in shul, whether because as now they can't get to shul, or perhaps throughout the year there are people who for all sorts of reasons aren't in shul, but want to experience that extraordinary moment when it feels as though something is, that's the moment, according to the passage we're about to look at, that is the moment the Neshama Yisrael enters us. That is the moment something happens to us. And how do we get to experience that Baruch Hu moment without having a minyan to participate in the Baruch Hu and the Baruch Hashem HaMavoyroch, and still feel that what is happening is the forces of Shabbos are coming together in an achdus, in a unity of a kind we don't have during the rest of the week, and that is, and responding to each other. Baruch Hu, let's spend Shabbos praising God. Yes, Baruch Hashem Avoyich Le'elvuen. And the answer is very simple. There is a passage of the Zohar which is incorporated into the davening according to Nusach Sfard and according to some other Nuschois. And it's a passage which is known, it's known as Kegavna from its first word. And when you hear that word in shul, when you daven in a Nusach Sfard shul and you hear Kegavna, it always reminds me of that moment in Beethoven's Symphony Pastorale where he has the hunting horn, which, by the way, clearly is either modeled on the shofar or it's with a Ruach HaKodesh, it's like the shofar. And this is represented in the classical understanding of Beethoven. This is the clouds rolling back and revealing the lower echelons of what we describe as the seven spheres, the seven layers of Shammai. And in the Beethoven rendition, and by the way, I make no apology at all for using Beethoven's piece as a commentary on Kegavna, because a very great rabbi known to many of us here, although he asked me not to mention this particular story, but a very great rabbi known to many of us here, told me that when it came, so I won't mention who it is, because he said it's a personal, for various reasons, it's not the sort of thing that these days the forces of darkness enjoy, this sort of thing. It doesn't sound frum, right? It's just holy, it's not frum. So he said that when it comes to HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah, he clears his mind and thinks of the Emperor Concerto as a preparation, as Hachonah, for the word HaMelech. So no surprise that this word Kegavna, again, you feel the call and you feel everything rushing towards it. And then let me read you just a little bit of this passage. In fact, I have got it. I put it on another computer, which was silly of me. I will, Rabbi, if we may, I will send it to you for somehow putting on with the text of this Chaburu, in case anybody doesn't have a Nusach Sfard Siddur and would like to look at it and see what it amounts to. So, following this great rallying call, what happens? Kegavna, it's like, just like, that's the only word, Kegavna. Just as there is a unity the rest of the week, there is a unity up in Shammai, and we are where there is disunity. And that's creative. We're creative. Unlike the Malachim, we're creative because of our creative tension and disunity during the week. And the unity of Shabbos has to come on the back of a disunited week, where by being different and by playing off each other's strengths and weaknesses and different hashpos, we create Kedusha. So during the week, we create Kedusha by disunity. That's why, by the way, the Gemara says, Moshiach comes when B'nai Yisrael will keep Shabbos 2 weeks in a row. Now you might have thought it would be enough of a nace for B'nai Yisrael to keep one Shabbos in a row. What's trap that they had to keep two Shabbos? And if you tell me, it's because we want continuity, then they should have said three Shabboses, because Chazoko, continuity is three. What's two? Two is because the first Shabbos isn't a real Shabbos. The first time a person keeps Shabbos, they're not keeping Shabbos. Because Shabbos is about what happens as a result of the week that went before it. It's Sheishes Yomim Tasem Achtecho. If you have 6 days and only 6 days of doing your work of being Avodim of Hashem, then when that holy moment Kedavno rings out, Baruch Hu, which we'll come to in a moment, then you can take all those 6 days of creative tension and unite with the Malachim in a unity that represents Hashem Echad. And that is what we're doing here at the moment of Baruch. So, Oifachi, Iwis Yadus is Ihu is Yachadus Vesatba Rosba Echot. So, the feminine part of Malchus, the Malka. By the way, Friday night we talk about Shabbos HaMalka. Of course, we recognize that that is a special part of Friday night. In the davening, we say V'yonuchu Vah Friday night. The Vah, the feminine personality of Shabbos, the feminine aspect of Shabbos HaMalka. In the morning, we say V'yonuchu Vay, because it's the more masculine, stereotypically, the more active, outside, external, daylight aspect of Shabbos. And Shabbos Mincha, we're now looking ahead to how will we take that influence into other Shabbos, which is why it's V'yonuchu Vom, and it's still V'yonuchu Vom, and it's still Shabbos and not Shabbosis. Those modern Sidurim that very kindly correct Chazal's grammar for them, actually, the Chazal did know that the plural of Shabbos is Shabbosis, but they wanted to accentuate the point that by concentrating on this Shabbos properly, I am looking forward to Shabbos in the future, Shabbos Kasher. So, Rabbi Brichu Echot, La'elo lo Yosef al Kursaya Dikore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot sit down on his Kisei HaKovei. That's what it says here. Until we all gather together. So Baruch Hu, we're looking at an empty chair. We can see the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu about to take up his Malchus of Shabbos, but he can't sit there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel cannot sit on his Kursaya Dikore, his holy throne, Adis Avid Asiyi Perosa Deechot, until everybody comes together, Shomayim and Eretz, and makes a single unity. So this is the secret of the private Baruch Hu that the Musaf Tzfar allows us. But who are we joining with when we say Baruch Hu and here, Baruch Hashem Avoiroch? It's the Malachim. We don't need a minion because we have a minion. We have a minion of Malachim and people all around the world joining in an Achdus, a unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then that goes on, Roz of the Shabbos. This is the secret of Shabbos. Now, Roz of the Shabbos is a very interesting, I know I'm running out of time, but I should go very fast. Roz of the Shabbos is a very interesting point, because if there's one thing the Shabbos isn't, it's secret. There's nothing secret about Shabbos. Anybody can come and keep Shabbos, except Ger Shabbos Chayav Nisa. A Ger, a Goy Shabbos Chayav Nisa, a non-Jewish person who comes and keeps Shabbos is Chayav Nisa. How come? What's that about? Answer very simple. If somebody comes and they see the chicken soup and they see the Yiddish and they think, oh, that's very nice, I want to do that, and they do that, they are failing to understand anything about the Kiddush of Shabbos. And they are mischayev v'nafshom, they forfeit their right to Kiddusha, and therefore they forfeit their right to Gashmias as well as Ruchnias, because they fail to understand, not within Eretz, not within Shomayim, because they don't see there's something underneath it. And that, by the way, is true of the three oisyos. Shabbos is an ois because we take material, we take the chomer, we take the wine, but we lift it. We mix it with water and we lift it, we elevate it to the spiritual, and that's the secret of Shabbos, and that is the kedusha of Shabbos, that we are misachid, we make a unity between Gashmias and Ruchas, between Shomayim v'Oretz. Similarly, Bris Milah. What was the Shechem and Chamor, what did they do wrong? Because they said, that's the second place, they said, okay, we can be like you, we can also have a Bris Milah, and then if we have a Bris Milah, we can be like you, we can marry into you, there's no differences. They were Mischayev Benafshon, and again Yaakov points out, not everybody who's Mischayev Benafshon needs to be killed by us. Sometimes you don't kill people who Mischayev Benafshon, you can educate. So you can recapture their zechuyos. And what they did was they said it's just a thing. It's just an operation. No, it's not an operation. It's a bris. It's a covenant that brings the kedusha. And the same with tefillin, the third place, where again the box of the tefillin represents the idea that we are wearing the same thing as the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's not an amulet. We don't believe in amulets, and we all have a blacklist of charities. We're all watching very carefully to see which charities are promising that if you give money to them, you won't catch coronavirus, and they are identifying themselves as Avodah Zorah, and we're all intending not to give to those charities being made ever again until they do public karot. The filling is not an amulet. It's a unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we match HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. And then it goes on to the second part, which we're about to come to the Baruch Hu itself. I'll skip for reasons of time. I will skip quite a lot, but we will put this on the website with a link to a translation for people who want to see the rest of it. So this is the Roz of the Shabbos. The secret of Shabbos is that everything we do on Shabbos, we go underneath the material and we are creating a spiritual unity with the Malachim. And therefore we are allowed to say, as we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and sitting on his Kisei HaKavod, So the Neshama Yisera comes into us and we are now able to sit with the Malachim. And then they're all crowned with this neshama, so that they can bring themselves together in service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levarach ala b'chedavo, b'nehiru diyantin v'loi ma baruch hu. And when you read that passage, you do say it with Shem Hashem, because it is a passage of the Zohar. We're reading it in its entirety, and we are allowed to say the Shem Hashem because it is all about the unity of Shabbos. And then we say, and the key to that is Baruch Hashem Amavoyro. But the rest of the world, the whole rest of the world answers, and then we repeat it, and we say, at the end of the passage, we say the whole phrase again with the Shem Hashem, Baruch Hashem and Mavoyrach Le'olim Vore. And this, by the way, is also very much part of the parasha. Because the first and the second mitzvahs of the first and the last mitzvah of the parasha, the first is Shemitah. The concept of Shabbos La'oretz, that Shabbos is a concept of the whole world concentrating and being understood to be in the service of Hashem. A field is as much an eved of Hashem as I am, and if I have responsibility for the field, I will only show my understanding of Kedusha rather than Gashmias if I allow that field to show its Kedusha by participating in Shabbos. And at the very end of the parasha, again, we have B'chol Ma'asa. Anybody who shows through Ma'asa during the week, during the creative tension of the week, anybody who shows through Ma'asa, Ma'asa Ksofin, Ma'asa Zmanin, and all the other Ma'asas that show that we are Avodim of Hashem, says the Pasuk, Yihyeh Kodesh La Hashem, the mouse is Kodesh to Hashem and the person is Kodesh to Hashem. And that way, from the beginning and the end, we come through the Toichacha of the parasha. We survive the Toichacha through recognition that we are part of the great unity, not only of the earth in service to Hashem, but actually and existentially on Friday night, part of the unity of Hashem. We like we say, the Queen in Parliament. This is Hashem in Shomayim Va'oretz. And the three parts of Hashem are Hashem on Kursayo de Malchuso, the Malochim, and us, and we all daven together, and we all worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. Good Shabbos.